Well, hello, everybody. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman. And first of all, thanks for joining today's business building podcast. I really do have another, what I think is going to be a hot topic for you. Before we get started, I just want to say thanks to Security National Mortgage once again for sponsoring our series and especially today's session. You know, their commitment to their customer is absolutely loud and clear. So thanks again for that. Well, let's get started. I want to zero in today on one specific marketing strategy that really I believe can you can easily put it into action, first of all, and I think that's key, and that you will also be able to see some huge results from as well. And I think what's more important than that, it's called Power Team Marketing. It's really about generating, I'd say, the best leads possible in today's market. It's kind of like networking on steroids. It's another one of those untapped marketing strategies, and not only untapped marketing strategy, but one that that really can create predictable income and predictable income streams. It's a way also to grow your database exponentially. And we all know how important a database is for our future marketing, and growing it exponentially versus one person or one record at a time. It's another way to create a more committed referral partners. I'm going to put it that way. It's going to be also something we're going to be using for seminar marketing opportunities and group selling. I'm going to give you that strategy as well on today's call. It's the ultimate way to put together bundled services. It's something that the consumer wants. They'd rather just go to that one-stop shop concept. Trusting one person is easier than trusting four or five or six throughout a transaction. We're also going to use Power Team Marketing in creating our corporate marketing employee benefits program. I'm going to show you how to do that. And it's really going to be all about giving you tools for a business meeting with any of your potential referral partners. So that's kind of what we're up to on this particular call. So having said that, let's get right to it. And let's just start with what is, the Power Team Marketing, number one, what is it, and who's on that particular team? And I want to start by saying, the members of your Power Team are critical in making this particular marketing strategy work. So that your referral partners all have the same exact targeted prospects as you do. In other words, it would be the mortgage provider, obviously, a real estate agent, an insurance agent, a CPA, a financial planner, a title company or a settlement services company, a home inspector. Those would be potential members of your Power Team. It's sort of like a hybrid, networking group, all with the same appetite. And that appetite has to be for increasing and growing their business, sort of increasing their bottom line. So that's the who. Now, here's the requirements to be a member of your Power Team. Once you really get to where you understand all the benefits of being on that team, it's not going to be difficult to find somebody that would like to be part of your Power Team Marketing, but they have to bring the right elements to the table. So, first of all, first requirement, and I say this because it's not this way with everybody, but the first requirement is they have to really want to grow their business. More than simply exchanging leads. Okay, this is not a lead exchange type of an arrangement. So they have to really want to grow their business. Number two, they have to have a database of clients. Now, that's another big one on the requirement side. If you have a particular potential member for your Power Team, and they're either new in the business, or they don't have a database of clients, they wouldn't be a candidate for the Power Team Marketing. It doesn't mean that you might not exchange casual leads in the future. But again, requirement, grow your business, database. And then they also have to have a willingness to do some of the partnership marketing concepts that I'm going to talk about. So it's the willingness also to partake. This is active marketing. This isn't a passive marketing approach. Well, I think we've talked about that in the past. This wouldn't be part of our reverse marketing strategy, let's put it that way. So now, it's interesting. You see, I don't need their database, even though the requirement is that they have to have a database. In most cases, over many years, I have found out that they're not going to share their database with me. They're not going to be, and in many cases, they're not allowed to. So it's not their database. We're not exchanging databases. What I know that we can get from each other's database is the influence that each member on the Power Team has in their own database with their clients. You know, there's nothing more powerful than third-party influence. Well, I guess except your own closed clients. The best leads today are generated from your closed clients, your cheerleaders, your secret sales force. And to me, those are the best leads. And so maybe right behind in a close second is third-party influence. There is that implication of credibility, implication of trust that comes from that third-party influence. So I think you can see that you've got to have the right team or the strategy is not going to work. So the very first step is really having a business meeting with any potential candidate for your Power Team, just so you can get to know each other and to be sure that you've got the right partner for your Power Team. Now, let's look at some of the things that we're going to do in marketing and co-prospecting and marketing together, and I think that this is what you'll be able to talk to with the Power Team group. Once you've got the right, you've got the right people. In fact, in your business meeting, this is where some of these concepts for marketing have to be clarified, just so that you can be sure that they're up for the challenge. I say challenge. I mean, up for the marketing. You know, that co-prospecting. So it starts with one of the first things that we're going to do together as a Power Team is we're going to do cross-database marketing. Now, let's see how to say this. You know, cross-database marketing. And cross-database, referring may be another way of saying it. I'm going to add the members of my Power Team. I'm going to add them to my trusted advisors button, if you have one on your website. I'll be adding their contact information to my newsletter that goes out. Now, the reason that I would be doing that is that they're also adding me on anything that they send out and any communications that they have with their own database. So once again, we're zooming in on the implied trust and implied confidence and credibility from each other. So we'll be doing that in a number of different ways. I've added them to my to the Facebook page. So it can start. It can start even with that. So you may highlight one of your members of the Power Team. Maybe each time you send something to your database. Maybe this time it's going to be the realtor that you will be highlighting with their contact information and the rest of that. So that's at the very level. Now just think about this: if everybody on my Power Team is promoting me to their database. And remember, why would they do that? It's because it's that whole cross-database marketing concept. We're all promoting each other. So it's that bundled services concept again. So I can't just say, hey, would you send my name and contact information out to all the people that, all of your contacts, only if I'm doing that to mine. So first of all, cross-database marketing. Second of all, we're going to get involved in group selling. In group selling, seminar marketing, seminar marketing today, educational marketing, based on the confusion in the market today with the average consumer, it really does open up huge opportunities for seminar and educational marketing. Now, this isn't a new idea. I tried to fill up rooms and libraries and hotels with consumers trying to attend and enroll first-time homebuyer seminars. And see, seminar marketing isn't new. It's the power that comes from this particular strategy that helps enroll those types of seminars. You see, I couldn't enroll them. That was it. We all have a great message. It's not for a lack of content. It's for a lack of having enough people to talk to. That becomes a very expensive arrangement just to get people to attend. So with the power team in place, it's going to change that so that we'll now it makes it much easier to enroll a seminar, first of all. So each member, by the way, on the power team becomes a speaker at the seminars. Now, I want you to get the benefit of this. First of all, again, why would the insurance agent invite all of his clients to come to a first-time homebuyer seminar? And really, the only way I could figure out that it would be a big enough benefit that they would want to do that is that they were going to be a speaker. And it would, you know, 10 minutes, you know, a little bit about, you know, depending on the type of seminar. Everybody is a speaker. I'm the moderator. I just introduce all the speakers, depending, again, on the topic and the title of the seminar. And then, again, every one of those on the power team is a speaker. And, again, why are they going to speak at my event? Because they're inviting their clients. So when the insurance agent or the CPA or the realtor or the financial planner, when they invite their clients, it's actually to come and hear them speak. They're having a seminar, and there'll be a number of guest speakers. There'll be a mortgage provider. There'll be a realtor. There'll be a financial planner. So each one of the members of the power team invites their clients whom they have relationship with. See, if they just gave me a bunch of names and I invited them to a first-time homebuyer seminar, their clients don't know me. Their clients know them. So first of all, enrolling became something that was really possible. Not only possible, but it could work. So again, there is there's the moderator, and that generally is the mortgage provider. And again, when I say moderator, they sort of welcome everybody. Here's what we're up for at the meeting today or tonight or this evening. And then let's kick it off and they invite. I have an outline for two or three different types of seminars, not only the outline, but what each person speaks about very briefly. And I'd be happy to share that with you. These are the topics of most interest. I think not only most interest, but where we get the largest attendance. First of all, just first-time homebuyer seminar still is probably one of the top two or three attended seminars. We really have targeted that group for a number of reasons. They don't have anything to sell. They generally listen to what others are asking them to do. So it still is a good target for us. Now, just think about this alone. Your insurance agent or the insurance agent that's on your power team already has built-in leads for the first-time homebuyer seminar. If they sell renter's insurance, and most of them do, and that almost would be a requirement. Not only to want to grow their business, have a database, be willing to partnership market, but also, if it's an insurance agent, have a book of business where they sell renter's insurance. Now, the reason for that is that's what we call our affluent renter marketing program. So the affluent renter, I don't know, I'm sort of making that up, but we found that that people that are renting, they're buying renter's insurance, just really a better target. So you can see right off the bat I could put on a first-time homebuyer seminar with just me and the insurance agent. But now, remember, we want more people there. That's why I'm bringing in the other speakers on the power team, so they'll invite their clients and we'll have obviously a bigger audience. So first-time homebuyers, that's one. Another hot topic today is our investment target And that particular seminar is just called How to Make a Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market Right Now. That is really an interesting topic. And once again, there's a whole outline for that. And you can see each one of the power teams inviting their clients to come and hear a group speaking about how to make a fortune in a down real estate market. So that's going after the investor. Okay, so that's a different target. First-time home buyers, that's a target. Investor client, that's a target. If you don't want to go after the investor, you wouldn't have that seminar. If your realtor says, I don't want to deal with investors, well, either find another realtor to plug into that particular seminar on your power team. And we do a number of other ones. We do one, a seminar, it's called How to Increase Your FICO Score. It's our Get Mortgage Ready program. Don't have any problem filling that particular seminar either. There's a lot of people that are not only either trying to increase or raise their FICO score. Back to confusion again. There's so much confusion and so much changing. And again, the way that we market to people that aren't mortgage ready, that becomes a pretty interesting event alone. So there's just three right off the bat. Once you get the group together, I think you can start to dream up other particular types of seminars. But first-time buyers, investors, increasing your FICO score, get mortgage ready, and that. I tend to want to have the seminars in a neutral location. We use libraries often, only because generally they're either free or the price is right, and it's a good neutral location. Where do people go to learn? Generally go to libraries, so it becomes a good location. And again, I've got outlines for all those. If you're going to move forward, don't start from beginning. I'd be happy to share those with you. So now we've got cross-database marketing. That's one of the things we're going to be doing together as a power team. We're also going to be doing seminars as the power team. A third area, we're going to leverage this bundled services concept through our power team corporate marketing. I said the consumer wants it. It really is. Most consumers would rather, again, trust one person than have to go out and replicate that trust with seven or eight or six other people that will be involved in either purchasing a home or refinancing a home. So it starts with that. And this is truly an untapped market. This is one of the ways that, probably more than anything, you can create the predictability of future income by setting up the corporate marketing program and the employee benefits program in as many companies as you can. I'm not as interested in the size of the company. Somebody asked me the other day, how big of a company does it have to be? It could have six employees. It doesn't matter. It's the relationship. I've had the employee benefits program in place with a company with seven employees that we got almost eight transactions a year from. It's because of who they know, the referrals, and then there's another company that had almost 1,000 employees. So it doesn't really matter the size. It's more the buy-in. And if they can buy into the concept, I think that's where it starts. So a couple of things about this particular is, it's called an employee benefits program. So it has to have benefits, first of all, to the employee. And I think it starts with there's no cost to the employee for the employee benefits program, and there's no cost to the employer. So I think it starts with that. It starts with ours has a name. It was called Workplace Financial Solutions. That was the name of our employee benefits program. Again, zero cost to the employer, zero cost to the employee. Why is it important today? What are most companies in America taking away from employees every day? Benefits. You see, so right off the bat, we're bringing benefits to the employee that doesn't cost the employer any money. So it sort of captures the attention of, well, not of everybody, but it will capture the attention of those that that this program is going to serve the best. Now we're going to take that bundled services idea. Still talking about benefits. What's the benefit to the employee? And it's not only just the trust that comes from the bundled services, but it's the dollar savings. And I think dollar savings goes directly to the bottom line of saving the employees, saving them money. So I guess this is almost one of the other, once you get involved with this part of the Power Team marketing, I guess there would be one other requirement, and that is that everybody on the Power Team has to be willing to throw, throw money in the kitty, discount their services, let's put it that way. So by discounting their services and showing that as a benefit to the employee, we can then talk about dollar savings when a company says, so what's in it for the employees? Well, first of all, let's talk dollar savings. And with our group, it's almost $1,400. I mean, that's right off the bat. Before we talk about anything else, that's a real dollar savings. And each person, again, on the Power Team, each member has to be willing to. As an example, we discounted I think closing costs $350 or $400. The realtor put $300 or $400 in the kitty. The insurance agent, there was a discount on the premium. So anyway, everybody had to put in something so that we could actually talk about the dollar savings. You know, and what's interesting is, you know, this is what I would call warm lead marketing. And why this? Because people say, well, where do you get these leads for the companies? Do you send letters out to HR departments? No, I've already done that. I've never found that one to work. I've tried that to get the attention of companies. So then one day I went, wait a minute. We have not only, I've got 7 members on my Power Team. We all have a database of people that we know. Huh, think of all the warm leads we have right off the bat before we do anything. I could call people in my database and say, hey, this is Bill. We haven't talked for a while. How's it going? The market's incredible. I've just come up with started a new employee benefits program. Who would I talk to that's in charge of people where you work? So you see, all the leads, I just say they're warm from that beginning part. And again, these are existing or closed clients of everybody on your team. That's why we're going for the best leads access. That makes sense. Now a couple of things that you can do to strengthen that benefits package for the company. And again, the questions I've always been asked is, okay, so what else do they get? What does the employee get? So the things that we're doing, other than the fact, again, that there's very little maintenance for the company. Companies don't want to do anything. You can't, we provide the company with a website. That website's provided to the company. They don't have to do anything about it. Each employee is able to access the employee website. They can click on Realtor, and there's our Realtor. Click on mortgage financing. So the website is set up, and again, that's for easy access for the employees to contact someone on the bundled services team. We provide lunch and learn programs at least once a month, but most of the time it's 2 times a month. We're providing a lunch and learn program, and it's always given by a different member on the Power Team. Again, what would be most interesting? Think about the financial planner. The financial planner, they already have access into companies, especially if you get the right financial planner or financial advisor. If you get the right financial services provider, they may already be selling 401ks and retirement plans with companies. So this just adds a little bit more to their menu. So the lunch and learn programs, again, are put on this month. It's going to be the insurance agent talking about whatever the hot topic might be. They're 25 minutes long. They're at the company. But that's another educational benefit for the employee. We do a monthly employee savings report to the company. Let them know that this month, the employees at your company saved $3,300.42. And that comes from those that are participated and took advantage of either the realtor, insurance agency, PA, financial planner, they refinanced the home, whatever it might be. So once again, we have to let the company know that people are taking advantage of it. We do an employee newsletter. We do a few other things. We make a contribution out of every transaction. And a donation to the company fund in behalf of the employee. Now we're almost going back to this is almost an employer benefit. We make again, a contribution out of every transaction as a donation, remember RESPA, into, I don't know, their Christmas fund, whatever it might be. So that becomes actually a benefit to the company. And then down the road, we actually offer the employee benefits program to their family. We'll offer it to their friends, their neighbors. you get that, right? Of course. So what we're trying to turn this into a predictable revenue machine. And I think you have, with all of the people, you can see if you have the right power team, we already have an incredible amount of leads. We just have to work out the details of setting up the presentation. And I think that becomes, see, it won't be getting leads. You got plenty of closed clients between all of you. It's going to be more making the presentation solid. And it doesn't have to be just companies. What about teachers and law enforcement and the medical field and all that through the Good Neighbor program? We go into those teaching benefit seminars with the same concept, and that's bundled services, employee dollar savings to start with. So you have a lot of different possibilities for taking this concept to the next level. I guess the question is, could you have more than one power team? Because I promise you this, when the power team's put together, all of a sudden, I don't know how this will work, all of a sudden there's another realtor that wants to be on your power team. You know how they talk. And now there's another insurance agent. Or if the realtor is talking to another mortgage, so all of a sudden there'll be more people that want to join. Well, remember, it's got one realtor, one insurance, just one of each. So once you start to get more people interested, just start another power team. Do you get that? We are not intruding in each other's leads. It would be another five or six people right off the bat that we could actually start. Now, that's a little labor-intensive. I think if you can get one good power team, one good group that shares your enthusiasm, that shares your commitment, you know what? I think we're going to be good to go with that. And putting together the team is going to be easier than you think. You see, if you just, let's say you just called your insurance agent, said, "Hey, I got a wacky idea. Let's get together for a cup of coffee. I want to talk to you about this idea with Power Team Marketing and bundled services, and let's get together." It's kind of funny. If you get one person interested, the insurance guy's like, "Hey, well, I know a CPA. The CPA's, well, I have this financial planner. I think he might be perfect for this." So all of a sudden, it doesn't really take that long to put this together, and I think you'll be surprised. So I think what you do is you move this concept forward. Now, corporate marketing, that may be the last thing that you do as a power team. You may start off just doing cross-database marketing, highlighting each other to each other's database with contact information, third-party influence. Maybe then you start doing some seminars. I think that's another easy strategy to move into action. So maybe you're saying, "Well, I don't know about that corporate marketing." Well, then put that on the back burner. Let's get the power team together, and let's see where we can move from there. And I think once you get that team together, other things will start to fall into place. For the employee benefits program, if you say, "No, that's for me. I'm going right there," I have information. All you have to do is either contact me or your Security National Mortgage representative. I've got the strategy. I've got the first 10 steps to putting together the corporate benefits program. So if it is one that you're going to move into action, don't worry about doing it alone. You do have support on that, all right? And I'd be happy to share that with you as well. So let me summarize by saying, first of all, it's going to take more than just another idea. The best way you get something like this started is you get started. You make one phone call. You meet with your realtor and say, "Hey, I've got an idea that I'd like to talk to you about." Maybe that's your first step. You see, the first step has to be the easiest step, or you won't do it. If you're thinking, "Well, my first step is going to be putting together the corporate benefits program," I know you're going to put that aside. So maybe the first step in getting started is just begin building your team. Just that. Hey, worst case, you've got a team of people that you can really begin to generate referrals from each other, different from than leads, you know, maybe this is your networking group, and then maybe that's all you need. So again, maybe it's the corporate marketing last, seminars, get into the cross-database marketing, and begin within. But the key is to begin. You know, it's you know, there seems to be a huge gap today between ideas and action, and the larger that gap, the longer that you're really putting off any potential new results and any new idea that you might have. So maybe what you do is you start to narrow that gap. And the way you narrow the gap between an idea and implementation is called just do it, all right? Just start it, get something into action. So I've got the first 10 steps for you. I've got outlines for seminar if you're ready for that. I will be a good resource for you. And for the main reason, I believe in this strategy, and I believe it not because I've been utilizing it for 15 years, teaching it, but currently using it in current coaching and consulting situations today. So get behind it. With that, I want to thank once again Security National Mortgage. Thanks for their support in making these calls a possibility for all of us. Again, that's their commitment to their customers, and I'm glad that they are taking the action step to bring the information to all of us. So with that, I wish you a profitable day and a profitable week, and I'll look forward to talking to all of you again next time. Thanks, everybody.